Following President Trump's mass pardon of his supporters who stormed the Capitol and assaulted police on January 6, 2021, dozens have since been rearrested. This week, one pardoned rioter was sentenced to life in prison for sexually abusing young children. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has more.
Members of the jury, you have been selected and sworn as the jury to try the case of the state of Florida versus Andrew Paul Johnson.
Andrew Paul Johnson is a handyman from Florida, 45 years old, and a pardoned January 6th rioter. He was actually in prison when Trump freed him, and just 7 months later, he was back in police custody.
He was charged with one count of lewd or lascivious molestation of a child, two counts of lewd or lascivious exhibition by...
Johnson was accused of sexually abusing two middle school-aged kids, a boy and a girl. Both of them testified at his trial. NPR doesn't name the victims of sexual abuse, and we're not going to play the audio of their voices, but I can tell you what they said. The boy testified that when he was 11, Johnson met his mom. Johnson stayed on their couch, helped out around the house, and at first, he seemed kind of like a father figure. He'd take the boy paintballing or to nearby pools.
While Andrew lived in your house, did he ever touch you inappropriately?
The boy told the prosecutor, Casey Whitson, yes. The first time it happened, the boy said he was too scared to say anything. Then it happened again.
So the first time you didn't say anything to him, but the second time you said something to him?
Yes, ma'am, the boy said.
Did he say anything back?
He said not to tell anybody, the boy said. The abuse stopped. Johnson reported to prison on his January 6th riot charges. But because of President Trump's pardon, Johnson got out. He went back to Florida, and the abuse resumed. Sexual messages, exposing himself, and physical abuse of both the boy and his best friend, a 12-year-old girl. One day, the boy's mom found concerning messages on his computer and tried to get the kids to tell her what was going on.
Did it take some time for you to get to a place where you told her everything?
We were scared, the girl testified. Like we didn't realize this stuff was not okay because we were 12 years old.
Mr. Johnson, at this time, the jury having found you guilty of those five counts.
Johnson was convicted, and on Thursday, he was sentenced to life in prison. Part of what makes Johnson's case so notable is that he also tried to bribe the kids into silence, according to police. Johnson told him he was going to get rich because he expected the Trump administration to give pardoned January 6th defendants millions in restitution money. And that's something that multiple Trump administration officials have actually proposed. Here's U.S. pardon attorney Ed Martin last year.
I am for when somebody gets wronged and destroyed by their government, that they be taken care of, that they try to make them whole insofar as they can. That's only fair.
Democrats argue Trump's pardons have made January 6th defendants think they're above the law.
They think they're untouchable.
Jamie Raskin is a congressman from Maryland. He's co-sponsored a bill to prevent the Trump administration from paying restitution money to pardoned January 6th defendants and said Trump should take accountability for the case of Andrew Paul Johnson.
It was only because Donald Trump let him out of prison that he was able to continue his sickening pattern of child sexual abuse. What is the president's response to that? Does he take responsibility for what's happened?
I reached out both to the Department of Justice and the White House. They did not respond. They also haven't addressed the allegations against dozens of other pardoned rioters. Just this week, Brian Bettencourt was arrested for assault and battery after an incident on the Washington, D.C. metro. And then there's Jake Lang. On the fifth anniversary of the riot, Lang told me he was proud of hitting police with a baseball bat on January 6th.
And you think it was justified to use that bat to assault that police line?
I think that our founding fathers would have done that. The tar and feather would have been ready, and they would have probably removed those people from office permanently.
Later that same day, he encountered one of the police officers who held the line against the mob. Lang started loudly berating him.
You deserve to be put down like a dead dog.
Disgusting animal.
The D.C. police later determined that Lang's tirade amounted to a criminal threat. And when Lang came back to D.C. this past weekend, he was arrested and pleaded not guilty. He says he did nothing wrong. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.